It was the last midweek service for the year 2016. It was a service themed the contagious anointing. It was on the eve of the crossover when the anointing moved mightily within the walls of ECG. As he moved in overflows doing the work of the Lord, he finished off in the overflow of the miracle tent, where he spotted a young child with deformities he incurred when he fell off a building.
What's wrong with that young boy? What's wrong with the young boy? Okay, come here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
This boy, he fell. He was in the theater. And
observe how horrific the child's face was when his mother displayed pictures from the theater on live television.
Look, without the papers, how this boy looks like.
Thank you, Jesus. You touched him, Papa. Yes, Papa. I came back from heaven yesterday. He went to visit my twin brother, Papa.
See the confidence Major One Prophet Shepherd Bushiri exudes when he asks the discernibly desperate mother if she believed the God of Major One could restore her child's face.
Okay. Do you believe I'm a prophet?
Yes.
Do you believe my God can restore this face?
Carefully observe how he's pressed the contagious anointing through his handkerchief on the face of the young boy in full glare of the congregant and a global audience.
The anointing is what?
Contagious.
Huh?
Contagious.
And subsequently issues a prophetic instruction on the use of the handkerchief.
Contagious. He must go and sleep with this cloth. Okay?
Yes, Papa.
For the first Sunday, you bring me this boy. Okay? You are bringing this boy completely healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay? So keep my handkerchief. Keep my handkerchief very well.
Yes, Papa, thank you.
Okay, go, boy. Go, boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hold it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go with him.
In Psalms 103, verse 2 to 3, King David was full of praise for the Lord when he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all their iniquities and heals all your diseases." Just 3 weeks later, a visibly happy mother came to testify to the amazing miracle the God of Major One had done in the life of her son, whose face had been badly mutilated.
My name is Noctula, and I'm originally from KwaZulu-Natal, but I reside in Benoni. The Friday of before the night of the Passover, we were seated at the miracle tent overflow, and the man of God, prophet, he located us there with this young man over here.
Carefully observe how the face of the young boy has unbelievably been restored as the prophet had accurately prophesied.
He had bandages all over his face because there was...
And see how the prophet was double sure when he said she will come and testify at the first service for 2017 of the imminent miracle.
Wait a moment, it is that boy?
Yes! Yes, Papa.
Oh my and God. Then, oh, wait. I said, show this boy because he's coming with a testimony.
You are bringing this boy completely healed. Okay? So keep my handkerchief. Keep my handkerchief very well.
Yes, Papa, thank you.
Okay, go, boy. Go, boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hold it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go with him.
And I said, this face will change. Yes. Look how this boy was.
This is how he looked like when
now look,
the prophet.
Look at his face now. Show how he was. I located you.
Yes, Papa. You located me in the miracle tent overflow.
He had all his face. There was...
Yes, Papa. There were bandages all over his face. He looked exactly like the picture, but it's just that it was covered.
Okay. Do you believe I'm a prophet?
Yes, Papa.
Do you believe My God can restore this face.
Look at the mouth, how it was. Look at his mouth. And what did I say?
Prophet said, do you believe I'm a prophet? I said, yes. And he said, God is going to restore the face of this boy.
Okay. Do you believe I'm a prophet?
Yes.
Do you believe my God can restore this face?
He's going to be totally healed. We must come back the first service of 2017 to testify. This is why we are here, to testify of the goodness of God, of what God has done in our life
give
and in the
Jesus
life of our family.
A clap properly. Yeah.
For the first Sunday, you bring this boy, okay? You are bringing this boy completely healed.
She confirmed that she religiously followed the instructions of the prophet when she was told to allow the child to sleep with a handkerchief.
And, oh my God. And?
And Baba gave us the cloth. He said, every time when he goes to sleep, he must put it on his head.
This was
face.
A handkerchief, right?
Yes, Baba, it was a handkerchief.
Today, the child is completely healed and the face of the child has sent shockwaves through the congregation because of the amazing work the God of Major One is doing in our midst.
And I gave you.
You gave it to us.
Oh, I'm Papa. Taking it back now.
Oh,
I thought it has done the miracle. And I said each time he's going to sleep.
Yes, you said each time he's going to sleep, he must cover his face. And we followed the counsel of the prophet. We did exactly that. And this is the result.
Come on, if you can't clap hands, you're a witch. I didn't believe witchcraft exists until I saw you after seeing this miracle, not clapping hands. Give Jesus a hand of praise, somebody if you can. This is amazing. The face of this child was completely destroyed. But as I prophesied that the first week the child face will be restored, and I said, cover the child. Oh my God, look at how the child was. Look at how the child was. Look at that child was. I pray for every person. If God can restore the face of this boy, as if he wasn't even like that, wherever you are, I pray for your restoration in the name of Jesus. I pray for your restoration in the name of Jesus. Receive your own restoration right now. In Jesus' name I pray.
Bible says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.